السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم، صدق الله ومولانا العلي العظيم. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وأصحاب سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا شفيع المسلمين. الحمد لله، with the mercy and blessings of Allah تبارك وتعالى، once again we are here to perform Salatul Jum'ah. May Allah تبارك وتعالى open the gates of His mercy for all of us, and Allah تبارك وتعالى accept our presence. Allah تبارك وتعالى guide us to the right path, and Allah تبارك وتعالى grant us the good conduct and good manners and shafaat of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We were discussing about the importance of good conduct, the good manners which were taught by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it is very important that along with performing salah, worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, paying zakat, performing hajj, or fasting, or doing any other activity, any other good deed, it is important that person should adopt the good manners. Because when Sahaba asked that what is birr, righteousness, goodness, good deed, what is birr? Or neki, hasan. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, husnul khuluq. The good conduct or good manners or having a excellent character or adopting the good morals is the righteousness. And they asked, what is ithm? Sin. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ithm means anything revolving in your heart is sin. That you are scared that people know about it, what you have in your heart, so that is sin. أَيَّتَّلِ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ. That people come to know what is in your heart and you dislike it, so that is in the definition of sin. So the righteousness is حُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. And Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala, who when he was leaving Medina as a governor to Yemen, so Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him many advices. So he said, when he got right over the camel and he was about to leave, so last thing what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him and told him, he said, adopt the good manners. عَلَيْكَ بِحُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ. So adopt the حُسْنُ الْأَخْلَاقِ, the good manners. And there is hadith that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is rewardable for a person that you buy a slave and then you set him free. It's very righteous thing, the one who is slave, and you are giving him freedom. But Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, more rewardable is that if you have good conduct or husnul akhlaq and you are dealing with free people, but these free people by your good conduct, they will become your slave. That means they would love you and they would listen to you, and without spending any money, you will make them your friend and your supporter, just because of your good character. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he got injured and the Sahaba in a battle, in Uhud. So Sahaba, they said, Udu ala al-mushrikeen. Curse on mushrikeen, on kuffar, on disbelievers. Make dua against them. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni lam ub'at la'anan wa innama bu'istu rahma. I'm not sent as a cursor to invoke curses upon others or making dua against others. I was sent by Allah as rahma, as mercy, as kindness, as blessing. So you can see that especially once you are mad or somebody did something wrong to you, that is the time when people mostly they lose their mind. And one of the dua which Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was making after Salatul Tahajjud. You can see that how important is that at after Salatul Tahajjud he is making dua and he is asking, oh Allah, give me the good akhlaq. Guide me to husnul akhlaq. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the one that he said that indama bu'istu li uttammima husna al-akhlaq wa fi riwayatin makarim al-akhlaq, that I was sent to make perfect about the good akhlaq, good manners. And if you see the practical seerah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once he was sitting, a person came, so Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he just skipped and he made a room, scoot over. So the Sahaba said there was enough space and it's just a person, not a special person, it's just ordinary Muslim, ordinary person. So why you made this? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah loves it. Allah loves it. When a Muslim brother or any person is coming, and if there is space or there is no space and you make just a little bit room for others, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He would grant you the blessings. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also had forbidden that when two people are sitting together, you come inside and sit between them without their permission. Because they might be talking something and you are just coming and interrupting them. Once Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were many people, Yahud and other communities, they were coming and passing by and they were asking different things. Hadith in Sahih Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting and the Jews came and they said, Assalamu alaykum. It's a very dangerous word. Instead of Assalamu alaykum, is peace unto you. But if you say Assam in Arabic without Lam, that means death to you. You die. Or poison come to you. And this is also very common mistake. Many people, Assalamu alaykum. Assalamu alaykum. They don't know. Assalamu alaykum. Assalamu alaykum. So it's, however, people say with good intention, but it's wrong, we have to say properly, Assalamu alaikum. So when they said it, so Aisha, Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mother of believers, how can she tolerate that somebody saying this word to Prophet, and his Prophet and his husband? So she said, Wa alaykum samu wa la'anakumullahu wa ghadiba alaykum. So she said that death comes to you and Allah, you get anger of Allah and curse of Allah. Three things. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Aishatu mahlan. Mahlan. In English you can say, let it go. Take it easy. Calm down. Mahlan ya Aisha. Let it go. Take it easy. Calm down ya Aisha. Alayki bir rifq. You have to adopt softness. Be soft and kind. Because there is another hadith in Bukhari and Muslim that إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَفِيقٌ وَيُحِبُّ الرِّفْقُ. Allah Himself, He is kind and soft. And He likes the kindness, lenience, and softness. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who is deprived from softness is deprived from all kind of goodness. The one who is not soft, he would not get any goodness in dunya or in akhirah. And one who is given the softness and kindness, or he is lenient, he is very kind and humble and soft. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person is the one who is given in abundance the khair from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the goodness. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Aisha, mahlan ya Aisha, let it go, take it easy. Alayki bil rizq wa iyyaki wal unfa wal fuhsh, and beware of harshness or being tough or using a very tough language, a strict language. So O Aisha, don't use the words of indecency. So be decent, be soft, be kind. So that was the akhlaq and manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. That forgiving other or respecting other or being kind and soft to other people. That's why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. And Allah does not like the person who is proud, the person who is using the fuhsh language, rough language. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not like the person who is very harsh and who is very tough. There is the hadith of Sahih Muslim that the sharran nas indallahi manzilatan yawm al-qiyamati. The person who would be at the worst place with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in the sight of Allah, the worst place in the court of Allah, sharran nas, on the day of judgment, is the one that people do left him, people do not like him to talk to him. Why? Because of his harshness. People are always scared, oh, if I talk to him, I go close to him, he would like bite or eat to me. So that person, that other people are scared because of your rough language, because of your rudeness, because of your harshness, people cut off, people do not like to you. And there is another hadith that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala likes a person who is hajjin and lajjin and qareeb and sahal. The hadith word, qareeb, sahal, hajjin, lajjin. The one who is soft, all four words have almost similar words. Qareeb, who is qareeb, closer to the people. What is that? What does that mean? That people love him because of his good speaking, because of his good manners. Not ba'id, the one who is very far from the people, that people always try to avoid that person. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not like that. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he does not like that. That's why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna min ahabbikum ilayya wa aqrabikum minni yawm al-qiyamati majlisan ahasinikum akhlaqa. The one who would be closest to me on the day of judgment, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in qiyamah, if you want to be closer to me and beloved of me, is the one who has husnul akhlaq, the good manners, the good conduct. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught his sahaba even the little things, which even we don't care. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if someone gives you a flower, don't reject it. Because it's not a very expensive thing. It's a gift, hadiyah. And he's giving you hadiyah. And if you reject it, so the person,
He would mind it. And you would get the good smell. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's another hadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not reject the three things. Three things should not be rejected. If somebody is offering you a pillow, somebody is offering you, so take it. Milk, if somebody is offering you, take it. Don't reject it. And the perfume, ifam, the fragrance. If somebody is offering you, take it, don't reject it. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told even for a minor thing. He used to tell his sahaba, there is a hadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you bring a fruit or some special food, so don't show off, but bring in the way that your neighbors, they come to know, and their children, they wish, oh, we don't have that food. So you, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught them, bring them hiddenly. And even don't throw the rubbish or these things that they would come over, today they had this party and I don't get that food. Because then their heart will become broken. Or other way, send something to them. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, إِذَا تَبَخْتَ مَرَقًا barut. Shorba, salam. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, put some extra water in that. Some extra water and send something to your neighbor. Send something to your neighbor. Don't give them hard time or harsh language using with them. Be kind and humble to them. Some people think, oh, this is only about a Muslim. Not only about a Muslim. Neighbor, whether it is a Muslim, is a non-Muslim. Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are three kind of neighbors. Number one, haqqul jar, the one who is your neighbor, that's it, one right. Haqqul jar, haqqul jawab, wa haqqul Islam. If the person is neighbor and person is Muslim, that's the second thing. Two rights. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, haqqul jawar wa haqqul islam wa haqqul rahim. The kinship relationship. If he is your neighbor, he is Muslim, and he is your close relative, he has more rights. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even told even the one who is your neighbor, and he said, when you build your house, so make sure you do not block the fresh air for them. There's hadith in Bukhari that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if your neighbor is rebuilding or doing something with his home and he wants to put his pillar on your wall, so let him do that. It's not his right, it's not that what he owes, but this is your character, this is your akhlaq, this is something what you're supposed to give him as your neighbor, as a human being. So that's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he always emphasized and he taught his sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in to adopt the good manners, husnul akhlaq, smiling. Kana rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aksara tabassuman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahabi said, he never had seen anyone who has smiled more than Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Smiling face. There's a difference between laughter or making big sound or smiling. Smile without a sound. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he always had given smile to others. And that is the best way to attract other people. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Muslim is one, that one you like for yourself, you like for your Muslim brother. If you like something for yourself, you think this is your insult,
same thing the other person would think that it is his insult. If you like something for yourself, same thing you should like for other person. So there are minor things. If we just make an issue, then it's a big deal. But if we have some kindness, softness, or good manners, akhlaq, then there is nothing. So no problem, no conflict. Or we take tension and we say, oh, it's a big thing. Nothing. Just be polite, be humble, be nice. And even if you owe something, you deserve something. The other person is wrong. But for the sake of Allah, you let it go, still you would get blessings in dunya and in akhirah. Last thing, this hadith in Bukhari, Muslim, and almost other hadith book, everyone narrated the hadith with a different wording. The Prophet ﷺ said, there was a person in the previous ummah, and when he was about to die, so angel went to take his soul. So they said, did you do anything? Any good deed? Nothing. Nothing. He's a believer, he's a Muslim, believing in oneness of Allah. He has iman, faith. Except that, nothing. So Allah asked him, what do you have? Allah knows everything. The only one good thing, one good deed, that's it. In his entire life, one thing. What? I had a business. People were coming and they were getting something on a credit loan. And especially somewhere they were poor. And when they made promise that after week, 2 weeks, month, we will pay. And they were not able to pay. And my servants, they were very tough and harsh with them. You have to pay today, this and that. But he said, I told my servants, be kind to them. Ignore them. If they pay, that's fine. If they don't pay, I forgive them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, you are forgiving my people, I have forgiven to you today. So Allah loves the one who forgives others. The one who was easy for others. Not the one who is tough to others. One time Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he got loan. There was a time when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was also getting some credit or loan from a Jew, Yahudi. And the person came and he said, in Medina, he said, give me my money. So Prophet ﷺ said, I don't have it right now, but I would pay it to you. So the Sahaba, he said, I will not let you go anywhere. You will stay here until you pay my money. So Sahaba, they wanted to harass him. Are being tough with him. Why are you doing with this? This and that. So Prophet ﷺ said, leave him alone and go. Because this is his right. He's asking for money, I have to pay him. So he was waiting there, Prophet performed Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. So he was just observing. So when Prophet performed the Isha, so he took Shahada and he became a believer. So Prophet ﷺ said, what is this for? So he said, I read some attributes, sifat of the last Prophet in Torah, and I come to know that he would perform the prayer, he would be kind, he would be soft, he would be lenient, he would be this. So I just wanted to observe all those qualities. So when I had seen everything in your akhlaq, so my heart said, you are a true Prophet. And he said, all my money, what I have, O Allah's Messenger, since today, it belongs to you. My whole wealth, whenever, wherever you want to spend, you have total authority that you can spend, you have total ikhtiyar, you can spend this money. So that was the moral and akhlaq. That's why Allah said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guide us to the right path, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us husnul akhlaq and intercession of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.